My Mac Podcast 995. Socially being trapped.
You're listening to the G-Men on the MyMac.com podcast.
And welcome everyone to the MyMac.com podcast. Yeah, it's been a couple of weeks. Yeah, we've been off doing stuff, and we're gonna tell you all about it when we get started talking about the stuff that we were doing, other than recording a podcast. But putting all that aside, if you're unsure of where you are, need someone else to tell you where to go, constantly misplace your Apple stuff, or feel the need to maybe be tracked everywhere you go, boy, do I have an application and a service for you. Also, dropping nearly all of my social media sites, except for, the Twitter X thing, and a new one called Blue Sky. Meanwhile, Gaz, how are you, sir? There he is.
Well, it's nice to be invited back onto the show. It feels like
it's been a while.
it feels like this is a completely new environment to me. I've never been on such an auspicious show before.
This is like show 285.
Yeah, it is. It is. But actually, I think we sound so much slicker than we did on 285.
Much better now. Yeah. Love it.
How are we, Guy?
How are we?
Let's get that in there.
The part of the reason why we haven't been on for the last 2 weeks is because I went to Florida, and believe it or not, Gaz, I did not try my latest hand at failed surfing. I did, however, spend a day at Disney World. And here's something funny. Now, it's like no surprise to anyone, I've talked about it a million times, I have a prosthetic eye. My right eye is a prosthetic eye.
No, it's not, is it?
It is. It really is. I haven't told you about that. Oh, listen, you got a couple of hours.
Not only have you not told me, I'd have never noticed.
Well, it's these glasses. They're so
reflective.
Reflective. Yeah, but that's not necessarily a good thing either. Basically, whenever I fly, I don't have the eye in.
Hang on a minute. Whoa. You can fly?
I can. Here I go. The old flapping of the arms. Got to watch the video if you want to see that, because, you know, that's exciting. But whenever I fly, I don't wear the prosthetic eye because, you know, changes in cabin pressure and all the rest of that. And it's like 99% sure that nothing would happen, that everything would be fine, that the eye would stay in place and you know, it wouldn't cause me any embarrassment. However, just on the chance that it might, I go ahead and I remove it and I wear a patch when I fly, an eye patch, well, obviously, because an ear patch wouldn't make any difference at all. But I wear an eye patch. And the other place that I wear an eye patch is when I go to an amusement park. So my nephew, Bill, who's only like 4 years younger than me, we're a couple of old farts. We go to Disney World. I'm wearing an eye patch. I don't have it down here, unfortunately. But this eye patch has like a little glass eye in the middle of that. And no, I can't see out of that either. But besides the eye patch, I was also wearing like a pirate head scarf.
Right.
And a t-shirt that said, pretend I'm a pirate while I'm walking around Disney World. And I did get some reactions.
Did you then put down a cap or a hat or something? And, you know, did you get any money thrown into the cap?
No, it's Disney World. So they take all the money.
Of course, even if
there was someone there with a hat.
How silly of me.
Exactly.
How silly of me.
If there was someone there with a hat, they would take that money too. Mm. But I did get some reactions from some of the people that were there at the park, mostly kids just going like this.
Yeah.
Which, of course, you won't be able to see unless you watch the video. Basically, just staring at me. But the people I got the most reaction from was Disney employees. So I came out of the Pirates of the Caribbean ride, and Disney employees are like, "Hur!" holding up their finger like in a little hook. And then the other pirate-themed ride that they have there is the Peter Pan ride. Mm-hmm. And by the time we worked our way all around the park, both of us, you know, I mean, he's almost 60 and I'm 64. We were pretty tired at this point. And
Mere children.
We come out of the Peter Pan ride, and this young lady that worked for Disney that was at, you know, helping people get off the ride, she looks up, sees my t-shirt, and she does the same thing. Har, goes like that. And I look at her, and it just popped into my head. I was like, "Oh, I went on this ride thinking that this might be the time that Captain Hook actually won. But no, that scoundrel Peter Pan won again. Har." And she cracked up, and it was funny.
I think the term is you had to be there.
You kind of had to be there. You really did. But it was a wonderful time. By the time I left, like, the Daytona, because I was helping my brother Bill with his computer stuff, and as it turned out, my nephew Jeff's wife, she was having some computer issues also. She has, like, this 2015, 2016 MacBook Air, and she was telling me, "Boy, it's really slowing down." And it was like, "Really? Really? Huh. I wonder why that is." But I helped her with some of that and helped my brother build, and then went down to Fort Lauderdale and saw some old high school friends and my brother Larry, who is actually coming up here on Tuesday. He's going to spend Thanksgiving with us. So that'll be fun. And that's kind of what I've been doing for the last 2 weeks. How about you?
Well, not only that, you did do a bit of a quite a long podcast with some guy called Kiel.
Curl Maiden, I think his name was.
Yeah. Which, yes, I did listen to. I'm not going to say all of it.
No.
But I did listen to a lot of it. So, yes. Thank you very much, Carl, for stepping in.
Yeah, yeah. We started to go off. It was weird. I mean, yes, I do go off on tangents, which, again.
Really, you go off on
it. I know.
The funny thing was, in the text message that he sent, it wasn't my fault. That's what he said.
That's what he said.
Yeah, yeah.
You heard the show.
But I kind of believe him as well. Even so untrue. Having heard the show. Well, I've been away as well. Because it's been a few weeks since we potted together. I've been away down at Mrs. Gazzi's relatives, basically house sitting.
Is that what they call themselves? Hi, we're Mrs. Gazzi's relatives.
Yes. And okay, I go, hello. It's quite a long-winded process, actually, because I say, hello, Mr. Mrs. Gazzi's
relatives.
The thing is, they then go, who is Mrs. Gaz?
See, but that's not your problem.
No, that's true. That's not my problem. Anyway, we were house-sitting there, and we've been to friends in Aylesbury. We've had relatives over and friends over, been staying with us.
That is not a Venn diagram that always meets in the middle.
Well, this one did. This one does. We actually invite them over because we get on really well. It's good. Cousins. So, another friends. I've been out with friends doing some wolf wanderings. I've been on the bike, volunteering, rugby meetings. This weekend, Guy, for the first time ever in my years of being on the planet, I did a spin class. I've got to say, it was hilarious. Now, if you don't know, if you're outside the UK, because I'm sure you'll refer to it maybe as something else, but basically in gyms, they have bikes.
Same thing here.
People go and ride bikes and they used to exercise on them. Well, they also now have lots of bikes in a room with one person at the front who then tells you, put it up to level 8, do 120 RPM and keep it going for 25 seconds. Slow down. And we did this 45-minute session. I've got to say, it's completely different to riding on the road.
I'm sure.
And I was I was quite warm and rather wet at the end of it. So, yeah.
And there's this much less of a chance of being hit by a bus.
No, but there's much more chance of falling off the bike through exhaustion, I'm going to say. The EV's been going great. We're loving it. This morning, we were offered free electricity, Guy. Nice. So occasionally here, because of all the the solar and the wind energy, and we've had a certain storm come over here this weekend called Storm Bert, I think it was. And there's been lots of wind in the UK.
How unusual.
Insert joke here.
Yes.
And we're actually offered a load of electricity for 2 hours. Well, no, we've just offered free electricity for 2 hours. So I topped up the car, topped up the home battery and the car battery, got the dishwasher and the washing machine on.
I mean, they were empty.
No, they weren't. They were full. I might be silly, but I'm not stupid.
Okay.
And then we've got a 9 kilowatt shower unit as well. And so everything was on. At one point, we were pulling over 25 kilowatts, I think, at one point.
That's actually lovely.
So for 2 hours, we've got a load of free electricity, which I'm looking forward to seeing that credit come against my bill. If it doesn't, I'm in trouble. Anyway, I have to say that I think that both my Apple Watch and the iPhone, since iOS 18 update, I think the battery life on them has suffered. I'm not seeing as full a day on my Apple Watch or my phone as much as I used to prior to the iOS update. Now
what normally phone
are you on? 15. Now, normally I would not mention this because after a couple of updates, they pick it up and the battery then gets back into sync. All of the search engine process that it might have done in the background is finished, and all of the normalization that it would be doing, both on the watch and the phone. But it's not improving that much at the moment. So I hope that they're onto that, Apple, because I'm a bit disappointed because I was really enjoying the fact that my watch was pretty much lasting a whole 24 hours with just one charge and perhaps a little bit of a top up. But now I'm having to do the one full charge and maybe a big top up, which is just causing me a bit of a problem though. So I hope they get that sorted. I've also changed to the highest Apple One account, the highest family account.
Not quite. Yet.
What do you mean not quite?
Well, because there's ones high. Well, maybe it's not in the UK. There are ones higher than 2 terabytes.
No, you're not listening to me. See, okay. You've jumped ahead. You've gone tangentially speaking off to the left and or the right. Could be either. Doesn't matter. We're not politically correct or incorrect here. We're just down the middle. But no, the Apple One account has the 2 terabyte version on it. And you can update the storage. I'm talking about is the Apple One account, which has a 2 terabyte storage with it. Because I used to buy the 2 terabyte storage separately. And with the Apple One version that I had, I got 500 megabytes on top. Well, we've been playing, and Mrs. Gaz has been playing with the news option. And she's rather liking the news option because we got a free trial on it. So what I've now done is I got that free trial. I cancelled the free trial and said, well, if I go up to the Apple One, I'll get that 2 terabyte storage. It's a little bit more than the package that I'm paying at the moment, which was the middle tier of the Apple One plus the 2 terabyte storage. But they'll both be together, and the families then, you know, I get the sports thing because you get a load of gym stuff, which the girls are quite enjoying. They said they're using it and they like in the news as well, and the options with the news. And I use it a bit, but Mrs. Gaz loves it. So we're now on the full Apple One and we're using the 2 terabyte storage that we get with that. So that's cool.
Very nice.
Yeah, it has been very nice. Now, I have been on my Mac, Guy. He hasn't lost it, folks.
No,
I have two, and he hasn't.
It's my COD.
It. Yeah, it is. That's very good. Well done. But when I did the latest, not the latest update, but the one before where it went to let me tell you, it must be 18. No, it's not 18, is it?
It's 16.
So I need to go to something about this Mac, don't I? Do more info. Let me just tell you. Sequoia, 15, yes.
Oh, 15. So I keep thinking it's 16.
Yeah, 15. Sequoia, because we're on Sequoia, aren't we?
Yeah, tall trees.
Yeah. Yeah, tall trees. You see, this is how our minds run, folks. I was completely thrown when Guy said tall trees because Mrs. Gaz's parents used to live at 16 tall trees close. So
of
when you said tall
did.
Trees, I thought, no, they did. It was called tall trees close. And when you said tall trees, my mind went, what's he talking about? They're both dead, by the way. So I thought, what's he talking about?
I miss them dearly.
anyway, yes, when I went to Sequoia, I had a problem with the search on my Mac.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
And I left it for a bit and left it. And then something happened, possibly, I can't remember what it was. And I thought, now this is not on, because I suddenly could not find a folder, which I'd named. And I was doing the search for it, and that was the quickest. Rather than having it on my desktop or having it anywhere else, it was just easy just to do quick search for that particular folder. Up it would come. I'd go into it. I don't use it that often, and that's why I used it in search. Wasn't finding it. It was giving me all sorts of other web links and other links, and I thought, what's going on here? I tried to stop, do a research, all sorts of stuff. I found out I had to go into the terminal and put in a sudo line, which was mdutil-eai off, and then put it back on.
Of course you
do. I'm not going to go into that so people don't follow this. Do a bit of a search for Sequoia search issues on your Mac, and then you'll be able to find out what the terminal description is, so you can type it in correctly. But it did fix it. I've got to say it did fix it. But I thought, what's going on here? Now, it's not affecting everybody, but I do know that it has affected a few people. So I was a bit fed up with that guy. I've got to say,
I imagine.
I was a little bit annoyed. So anyway, that's quite a lot of news for me, isn't it? I normally just say, yes, I'm here. Hello, how are you?
I rode my bike a billion miles.
Yes, I've done that as well. I've got to ask a question. Although not as much as normal, because it has been very cold, it's been very windy, and it's not been very nice. So I haven't ridden quite as much as I do normally. Have I got to mention the thing that's next below Carl in Ant? Because I don't know with
No.
Okay.
You don't have to mention this at all.
No, because you've mentioned it previously, have you?
Yes.
Good. So we
Earthworks
could,
Ethos microphone.
Now, before I jump into our segment, which is called Gaz's Snippets, I'm just looking across my screen to make sure I'm in the right spot. I've got to say, folks, I've not got lots and lots. You'd think I'd have loads.
After three weeks.
But actually, I went through it and I thought, there's not a great deal.
No, it's been, really. Honestly, other than Apple's announcements for the Mac Mini and...
Which happened before I went.
Yeah, which happened before. It's been like, ooh, look, there's software updates.
Mm. So the warning is, folks, I've not got a great deal of snippets. And
what kind of snippets are those?
They are Gaz's snippets.
Ah.
But we'll run through them, and I'm sure you might have commentary on one or two of them.
Hardly ever.
Maybe. Apple introduces M4 Pro and M4 Max. These are two new chips that, along with the M4, bring more power, efficient performance, and advanced capabilities to the Mac. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but just not in a Mac Studio soon enough to boost my score.
Never mind. Apple reports robust demand for iPhone 16, even. Yeah, we might get to that possibly in the after show. We might get to that in the after show.
All right.
You know, yeah. What in the world? What are we calling it? I can't remember.
Oh, that was. Oh, I almost said a bad word.
You can't remember either, can you?
No, darn it.
You was calling your quiz. Your quiz, the one that you came up with. Anyway, I'm moving on. Apple
what
reports
do you think?
Robust,
who do you do?
I can't believe you can't remember what it's called. Mind you, I can't remember either, but I try and forget these things. Apple reports robust demand for iPhone 16, even as overall sales in China slowed down, because obviously Apple had their quarterly announcement.
Oh, what are the odds?
There you go. The company, you don't need any more. You've said it. Now shut up, right? Thank you very much. The company has reported $94.9 billion in revenue, slightly beating Wall Street projections in a first look at its demand for the new phone. I could go on and on and on, but I'm not going to. The Apple gets an EU warning to stop geo-blocking on app iTunes Store. It's a bit of an odd title, but anyway. What? Apple was notified by the European Union that its geo-blocking practices are potentially in breach of consumer protection rules.
No, they aren't.
Adding to the iPhone. I'm just going to ask a question here. So how long have you been an expert in EU law, Guy?
Years. Forever.
Adding to the iPhone maker's regulatory issues in the block. So we'll wait and see what comes out of that, if anything does at all.
Okay, I've got something to say.
Go on then.
Those restrictions are not necessarily of Apple's doings, but of the copyright holders that hold the rights to the content that Apple sells. Apple, for the most part, doesn't have a choice. So if you live in Czechoslovakia or, you know, Yugoslavia, because so many people live there, then, you know, if you've bought something in the UK and the rights holder in Czechoslovakia doesn't have, you know, the same rights or what have you, then yeah, you're not going to be able to access it online. If you've got it downloaded, you can go ahead and watch it all you want or listen to it.
I thought I'd let Guy go ahead and then I'd read this. The notification comes as Apple is facing the first ever fine under the Digital Market Act, or DMA, for failing to allow app developers to steer users to cheaper deals. So it might not quite be what you're thinking it is.
Okay, well, that's what I was thinking it was.
So there you go.
You want to watch Avengers Endgame? Watch it in the country you bought it from.
So as I said at the end, before I was rudely interrupted, we'll wait and see what comes of this. Apple are facing a near $3 billion UK lawsuit over cloud storage monopoly. Now... I'm gonna do it, Guy. I'm just gonna do it because it just annoys me. I think that the person, company, or governing body that is putting at risk my ability to be able to choose a secure and reliable environment that I have chosen. So that person, company, or governing body, if you want to play that silly game, I'm sure a lot of people will continue to call you nasty, horrible people for putting my security at jeopardy. Now. This is basically about the fact that you can't get other cloud storage so that you can put all your stuff, which you can very easily do, and I must say, quite competitively do, with Apple iCloud storage. I do get it, but I hope if Apple have to do this and they put it through that they allow other options and then they'll just be it. The problem is it may just make a little hole, just a little peak of a hole for the security minded people that aren't really happy with you being able to stick behind an iPhone security wall. They want to get in there and pinch all of your stuff and your details. So yes. If it lets a little hole in, bad on you, but I suppose it's Apple's job to make that secure if they have to go down that avenue, which they may well have to. We'll wait and see on that one. Not sure whether any of that made any sense at all, but basically it's about storage that
it was perfectly opaque
that you can choose yourself. Final Cut Pro 11 begins a new chapter for video editing on the Mac.
Where else?
We'll see. It's funny. I heard a few people talking about that, saying that actually they didn't think that really it needed a version upgrade. They thought it was, a point upgrade. But
I'm getting more and more tempted to get Final Cut.
Are you?
Yeah. Okay. I haven't used it in 15 years.
Then you'll have quite a big upgrade, considering.
Yeah. Well, now I was using Final Cut Express, so you know. Tell me how long ago that was.
Well, I can't, because I don't think I was actually on a Mac back then. Apple appears to set to discontinue the Lightning to headphone adapter. Apparently, Apple has stopped selling its Lightning to 3.5mm headphone jack adapter in the US, and most countries with limited stock remaining only in select European markets. I've got to say, the only time now I use a hard connection is when I've can't find my Bluetooth headsets, or I'm on my Mac when I've actually got a hardwire now. I've got it in my ear now. That's what hardwired in, mainly because of delay. But generally now I love my Beats and my Beats Flex. And I'm sure there are many other Bluetooth headsets which people use.
I still have to use them because of some regulations at work. So
that's fair enough.
Yeah,
that's fair enough.
So, yeah. But other than that, all I use is Bluetooth.
They're probably also thinking most people that want one have now got them, because especially
buyers with Lightning.
Yeah, you can get. I mean, I have actually got a set of hard-wired headphones which have got a Lightning connection on them directly, and I'm sure that any hard wired headphones that are out there now would have a USB-C connector on them, if you can find any, of course,
or USB-C anyway. To 2.5mm or whatever that size is.
Well, no, the point I'm making is that most of the time you use these, you would use them with a mobile device.
Yes,
because you're probably set up with a 3.5 jack directly on your connector to go into your Mac, because they still do them on the Mac, so you don't need the connector then, do you? So the adapter, rather. We shall see.
Right.
I do have one of these adapters.
Oh yeah, I've got more than a few.
But I can't remember the last time I used it.
Well, like I use mine all the time, you know,
at work.
When I'm using either my iPhone or iPad at work. Okay. But yeah. I think the big takeaway here is how many devices are still out there that Apple sells that still use a Lightning connector. So, you know, yeah, and also
probably
remember
more than
that
you
there
think,
are
actually,
third party
I'm,
companies
well,
that
well,
still
I'll go
make
back
it.
To what I said. I'm going to interrupt you.
Okay.
There's probably more devices out there than you think. However, most of those people will probably already have that adapter require it.
Those people. Nice.
Yeah.
Those people.
Apple now sells its own Apple News ads. Apparently for the first time, Apple's in-house advertising efforts are growing. The company recently started selling its own ads for Apple News, a big shift in its news ad strategy.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're leaving all that money on the table, and you know how much Apple needs more money.
Yeah, absolutely. Apple One is missing a key service that could really use some help. I agree with this. It's books.
Oh, books. I was thinking bluegrass music.
If Apple One had books in there as well, I would have upgraded.
Oh, long ago.
Long ago.
Yep,
long
ago. I totally agree with that.
macOS Sequoia 15.1.1 with a big security fix, especially I think if you're on an Intel device. Not sure whether Sequoia is on an Intel device, actually thinking about it. Can they do Sequoia?
I think gen iMacs and Mac Minis, anyway, that aside,
if you've got a Mac, I would definitely do the most recent updates, because I think there's quite a big Intel security flaw out there that needs fixing. iOS 18.1.1 and iPad OS 18.1.1 security updates released. So there's a few security updates out there. Apparently, Apple has spent over $20 billion on Apple TV Plus to get 0.3% of the US screen viewing time.
Okay.
20 billion, chop change, I'd call it. But it is quite a lot of money for that percentage. Quite a lot of money for that sort of percentage, if it's true. Apple TV Plus will license its movies to other services to reduce billions in losses. I could see that happening.
Especially their older ones.
Yes. Agreed. I would not think that they're going to put too much of the newer stuff out there, if I'm honest, if they do it at all. Apple will ask today, so this could have been any time. Well, actually, it was back on the 20th of November. A judge to dismiss the DOJ antitrust case. Lawyers acting for Apple are expected to ask a federal judge to dismiss the DOJ antitrust case against the company in its entirety. The DOJ has for years been investigating whether Apple broke antitrust laws by abusing its dominant position in the US smartphone market.
What dominant position is that?
Well, there you go. We'll again sure hear on that. Now, do you remember that Shazam are owned by Apple, do you?
Yes.
Well, Shazam apparently, according to an Apple marketing release, has hit 100 billion song recognitions.
Wow. That's a lot.
It is a lot, I think. Most of the people getting those recognitions were drunk at the time going, I want this music.
I like song.
So they probably didn't actually, it went into their eyes, fluffed into the brain, and they forgot that they'd ever done it. Apple will now be treated like a bank, says the US Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. The popularity of Apple Pay will now see Cupertino company regulated by the US Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, the CFPB. Can I just say one word to this?
Sure.
Duh.
I don't even know why Apple is bothering to partner up with a bank for all of that. It's not like they don't have the assets to just open up their own bank.
Yeah. Now, here's one that you might like, I think.
Hmm.
The EU closes an antitrust probe into Apple's ebook app store rules. The European Commission has ended its antitrust investigation into Apple's app store rules for ebook and audiobook apps following the withdrawal of a complaint by an ebook distributor.
Yeah, but nothing about Amazon, right? Just dead silence. Okay. Good.
I'm saying no more. Yes, well done. The iPhone ban in Indonesia. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Apple apparently has offered $100 million investment in Indonesia, but the government may want more. But the last I heard, I think they'd actually agreed to them allowing the iPhone 16 in Indonesia. Now, the thing was, I've heard various different rumors about this, and one of them was that even iPhone 16s couldn't be used by tourists in Indonesia. Can you imagine as a tourist going to a country and then finding that you can't use the phone?
And then
finding out it's the country that you've gone to is saying, yeah, I poke you in the eye. I don't want you using your phone in our country. I don't care that you bought it somewhere else. You're not using that phone because we want more money from that company.
Well, Indonesia has like some of the most strictest laws, I think, on the planet today, not just in the terms of tech. But, you know, God forbid if you're chewing gum and it falls out of your mouth or whatever, you could end up in prison.
There's an advert to go there. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority, the CMA, has expressed concerns that Apple and Google's dominance in the mobile ecosystem may be hindering innovation in smartphone browsers. Do you know? I'm just going to leave that there.
Yeah, I'm just kind of shaking my head ruefully at that.
Yes, you are. Apple have been hit by a lawsuit regarding a crackling regarding crackling on AirPods Pro, wish I could speak tonight. Apple is being accused of false advertising. Slow down and speak properly, Gary. By a class action lawsuit claiming that the first generation AirPods Pro have audio defects or crackling issues, which goes against the Cupertino company's marketing claims and has misled consumers. Yeah, because they wanted to produce something that had crackling and interference and defects in it, and they wanted to produce those so that they could sell them and in their advertising blurb say, our AirPods Pro crackle so you can't hear the audio correctly.
Well, that's depending on what you're listening to, that could be a plus.
Yeah, I think we might get some bumpers saying
bluegrass music. There's a fine example.
AirPods Pro, the perfect crackling audio to listen to Guy and Gaz on
and Bluetooth, yeah. Bluegrass.
You can. What is it with you and bluegrass?
I don't know. I'm like kind of fixated on it. And
you are.
I don't actually have a problem with bluegrass music.
I don't think I do.
It was just like the first kind of music that popped into my head that people would sit there and go, ugh. I don't know.
You can now get an Apple Watch Series 10 mostly free as a reward for exercise. Well, that's good. I think this is a health company going out and offering a program to get you cheaper insurance, basically, by having these watches. However, some of these options are great, but all of the information may well be going back to that company so that they can monitor it. I do have a follow-up to the story about my Apple Watch
and that
heart issue that I had, but I'm not going to tell you now. We're going to do it at the end and put it in the after show because I don't want to jump in with it here and now. The Apple Card will soon stop offering 3% cash back at Panera Bread.
Oh, no. Oh, my world is just crumbling.
That's why I put it in because I thought that would just be too much for you.
Where will I get my soup in a bread bowl now?
Apple are discontinuing iCloud backup support for iOS 8 or earlier.
And the four people affected were very upset.
That guy is the end of Gaz's snippets.
Any Gaz's links, or there just wasn't going on?
No. I've got a pick, lick, nick, rick, dick later.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, this week, do you want to talk about social media first, or do you want to just go right into Find My?
Are you not doing the bumpers?
Oh, I can do the bumpers. Actually, I am ready. I am ready for the bumpers.
Do a bumper then. That's the end of the first section. We now going to bumper land.
I have two bumpers.
I can give you two if you want.
Both from 2016. Are you ready?
Okay, go on.
Here's the first one.
Opinions as hard-edged as Buddy Ebsen on Viagra. The G-Men on the MyMac.com podcast.
Oh, that was a lot funnier when he was alive. Now it's just a little creepy.
Yeah.
You got one, or you want me to just go right into the second one?
No, I'll do one.
Podcasting excellence, maybe on the next update. The G-Men on the MyMac podcast. Yeah.
Maybe. It's not guaranteed at all. It's going to be a point release, folks. A point release. Yeah,
a point release.
All right, here's my second one.
Famous for their misuse of duct tape and bubble gum, it's the G-Men and the My Mac podcast.
Yeah, that's what we're famous for.
And one more.
Turning Apple simplicity into confusion, one episode at a time. The G-Men on the My Mac podcast.
I would like to say, in my defense, that we have kept that streak going for hundreds of shows now.
Yeah, you got to say we're good at it.
Yeah. That's like the best part of the show. Let's take something simple and make it complicated. Speaking of which, let's talk about Apple's Find My.
Yes, do that first.
Oh, okay. Now, the Find My network through the Find My app allows users to track the location of Apple devices, share locations of other users, creepy, and supported third-party items. It leverages a vast encrypted crowdsource network of Apple devices to locate lost items even when offline. And I was talking earlier about having gone to Florida. I had an AirTag in my bag. Absolutely no reason why. I just decided, I haven't used them for anything. I've got 4 AirTags and I've used them for squat. So let's just put it there in this bag.
I've got one and I've used it once.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and it worked fine. I was on the plane and basically it was like, yeah, it's right there, stupid. It was, oh, thanks. Okay. And then when I was
The thing is, you put it in your hand luggage, which you took up.
Yeah, it's like right there in front of me. It's under my chair. It's there. There it is. When I got off the plane and I was waiting for my bag, I kept looking. And, you know, when I started seeing bags appear on the baggage carousel and my bag was still being shown as being on the plane, it was like, damn it. Come on, guys. You can do better than this. Do better. That's what I say. But it worked.
And then you realized you was at the wrong carousel.
Yeah. Yeah. Wrong airport. Huh. Go figure. Find My has replaced separate Find My iPhone and Find My Friends apps in iOS 13. Users can remotely play a sound lock or erase lost devices through Find My, which I can't see how that could be a bad thing. Find My can locate iPhones for a limited time, even after the battery dies on iPhone 11 and later. Now, the Find My network only needs a single iPhone or iOS device connected to the internet to pass by or to locate a lost item. If the Find My device isn't connected to the internet and crosses a lost item, the item's location is encrypted and passed on from Find My device to Find My device, assuming that all these people still have it on, because you can turn it off until it gets to the one that's connected like an iPhone. Apple's network uses Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and ultra-wideband technology for precise location pinpointing, whereas, you know, Google's primarily relies on Bluetooth, although network usage in all areas can be enabled by users. Find My accuracy largely depends on the device's hardware, signal strength, and environmental conditions. Best scenarios, such as an open outdoor area with clear visibility for GPS satellites, Find My can provide a location within a few meters, and I have seen that myself. In cities with tall buildings or inside where GPS signals can be blocked, it might not be as accurate, which can lead to a less precise location, Many things can affect the accuracy of Find My, including GPS signal strength, Wi-Fi cellular coverage, device settings, because if you don't have it on your phone, then it can't get passed on to other phones. The service has been in the news before with stories about unscrupulous people, Gaz, using AirTags that utilize the technology for precise location finding with directional assistance to stalk other people. Those naughty, naughty people. Apple has implemented features to mitigate stalking concerns with AirTags, including notifications alerting users if an unknown device is tracking them. However, if you aren't using an iPhone, you might not know that device is nearby. So what do you do if you're on an Android phone? Well, get an iPhone. That's my advice. If you don't want to do that, Google offers unknown tracker alerts for Android 6 and later. So if an AirTag is tracking you, your Android phone should let you know without having to install a separate Android app from the Google Play Store. This feature is available for Apple tracking devices and other Bluetooth trackers. Location sharing, particularly with the introduction of Apple's, of item trackers like AirTags, raises privacy concerns. Users should only share their location with trusted individuals regularly review their location sharing settings, and be vigilant about potential unwanted tracking. And you can share your location temporarily or indefinitely with other Apple users through messages or the Find My app. Family sharing allows for simplified location amongst family members that are also in your little circle of friends. The feature is called Share My Location, and it will allow the person to see your current location for an hour until the end of the day, or indefinitely, or not at all, if that's how you choose. In comparison to Google's Find My Device, both Apple and Google offer location tracking services, though some key differences exist. With third-party support, Apple's Find My was revamped in 2021 to support those third-party items, while Google's Find My Device only recently added that functionality. A test in San Francisco revealed that Apple's network located a lost item faster than Google's. However, Google's network is expected to improve with increased adoption and network setting adjustments. You know, I don't really understand why they had to test it. It was like, it's either going to find it or it's not. If you set it up in prime conditions, chances are Google's network is going to find it just as quickly. So crazy. Now you can turn off all of these features if potential for privacy problems concern you. But remember that if you do, and your phone or other Apple device is lost or stolen, you can't change your mind after the fact because it has to be done on device. Now, have you ever used the Find My services, Gaz?
Yeah, so basically, myself and Mrs. Gaz have it both turned on so that we can, because the amount of times that I've, you know, text her in the past saying, are you at so-and-so? Where are you? Are you about to come? And we just leave it on now. And we just, so we can see wherever each other is, you know, we don't have to suddenly do a text. If she knows that I'm coming back from a rugby meeting, she can just quickly look at the app and see roughly where I am in the process so you can get something ready. I can also, you know, check out and, you know, just to understand, is she on her way back? And if she does the same with me. Now,
time to do that last cleanup.
Yeah. And what we also do is we put the kids in occasionally, but we'll restrict the timing with them. You know, so if we meet up with them and then we say, well, we're going to go over there and we'll meet up at so-and-so. And we say, all right, just put Find My on. And then, you know, we'll be able to find each other easier.
Yeah, and just have it set to turn off at the end of the day.
Correct. Absolutely. So, yeah, we've used it a few times. And we've also used the Find My app when the one thing I've got it turned on, and it often tells me once I've got my iPad, if the iPad's been on and then I leave the iPad behind, if I'm at a different place, because I've done it so that it doesn't tell me if I've left it at home, because that could happen on a regular basis. But I do it if we're going away. So.
Hello, Mrs. Gaz.
She said hello back. I'm just going to, now don't describe these, but I'm just going to show Guy these. For those listening, a rare opportunity to see Mrs. Gaz because she actually came in the room.
She did.
And she's brought me just a little, it's not really tea, but it's a little bit of supper. But I'm just going to show Guy.
Oh, what is that? That looks really good. What is it?
That's a cream cheese and salmon.
Oh, on what kind of bread is that?
It's just a wafer. It's like a wafer.
Oh, okay. Because I thought I saw that it was like, you know, had layers and all the rest of that. Yeah. It looks good.
Yeah, it is. Anyway. So we've used it a lot. And make sure that you set up some of your devices to tell you only when you're not leaving, you know, when you're leaving them somewhere which you wouldn't normally be leaving them. So you can set that up. So yes, we use it, and we use it quite a lot, to be honest with you.
Yeah, me too. If you if you don't turn off those devices when you're at home, because I've got a laptop, I've got an iPad, I've got a couple of different iPhones here. I've got 4 AirTags. Basically, as soon as I'm like a block away from the house, if I didn't turn all that stuff off, it'd be like, hey, you left your entire digital life behind.
Ping, 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 ping.
It's like, leave me alone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Would you agree with that, Gaz?
Do you know I would?
Oh, good.
Hit it. Gaz's tips.
Mostly clean.
Gaz's tips.
Mostly clean.
Gaz's tips.
It's time for
Gaz's tip. So this is more of a tip for new Mac users. I don't know how many new Mac users we get on this show, but I'm going to go for it. Just before you get started using your Mac, remember to go into the trackpad and or mouse options in system settings. So if you go into system settings and then scroll down, you'll find one or the other or both mouse and trackpad options in there. And you can then put much greater control over those devices. Probably the first thing to adjust is the tracking speed, either on your mouse or your trackpad, certainly. But just play about with it until you find your sweet spot. Now, for seasoned Mac users, you might want to revisit these control areas, because under the more gestures, you just might find an option or a couple of options that floats your boat that you'd either forgotten about or didn't even know was there. Is that a boat that's floating, you've just shown?
Yes, yes, it is.
Well, I think I agree with you.
Said.
Hit it. That's the end of Gaz's tips. That's most the end of Gaz's tips. That's most the end of Gaz's tips.
Is that the end of the tip?
Will you let me finish? Gaz's tips.
Gaz, you are absolutely right.
Jargon. Oh, my. Gaz, do you have a for pick's sake this week?
I do. I don't normally have them, but I actually do. So this was something I saw. It's the Proto Arc, again, Proto Arc XK01TP foldable Bluetooth keyboard with touchpad. It's a folding portable travel keyboard. I saw this as part of a mobile new Mac Mini setup. But you can, it's a Bluetooth keyboard, so you can use it with your phone and you can use it with your iPad. But actually, what I like, this guy had got a little package. It was only about, let's say, about 10 inches by 10 inches by, an inch or so thick. And it had the Mac Mini in there. It had a portable screen in there. There's plenty of those that are about which you can get. And it had this particular keyboard, which folds up. Now, the link I've put in there is probably to the UK store, but it's the Proto Arc XK01TP, which I'm sure must be available around the world. So if you go into Amazon, I'm sure that you can find that. It's about £40 or £50, I think, and it may well be on a Black Friday offer at the moment. So go and have a look, because I'll tell you what, I use the keyboard that I've got with my iPad all the time. And if you want one occasionally, you know, if you've got a device now, it's so easy, certainly with notes and all the other apps, to be able to use a keyboard to just sit and type and do all the stuff that you'd normally do. And you think, oh, I can't be doing that on a little keyboard and, you know, punching it in with your finger. But, you know, little portable keyboard, go for it. Have a look at it. And this was recommended. I must admit, I looked at it and I thought that does look very good. And it seems to have enough good reviews for me to say, you may well find another one. Let's put that in there. But that's the one that I saw. So, yeah. Have you got a picky?
I do. Kind of a last minute pick. Of course, with the change in the design of the Mac Mini, things like what both you and I have, this Hitachi underneath thing that has a built-in storage and, you know, more ports and all the rest of that, you can still use them, but they're not going to fit like they do with the old style Mac Mini. And there are a few companies that are coming out with ones that kind of ape the shape of the M4 Mac Mini. And this is the first one I've seen that is sort of shipping. It's supposed to start shipping December 15th, but you can pre-order now. It's from this company called RayQ, and they call it the new M4 2024 Mac Mini Hub and Stand with NVMe/M2 SATA SSD enclosure for all new Mac Mini M4 M4 Pro. Let's get some more buzzwords in there. And when you order it, you can order it without any storage are also all the way up to 4 terabytes of internal storage. Unfortunately, it only uses USB-C, kind of like the Sitachis that you and I are using, Gaz, but I found that to be pretty sufficient. Yeah. But it's the first one I've seen that is actually made for the new M4, and it's sort of shipping. And it's got kind of a unique design, though. I posted this on Facebook in the Mac to the Future group, and I got all kinds of, oh, it still doesn't solve the problem of the power button. It's like, oh, for God's sake. You know, it's a power button. How often will you actually have to hit that power button? If you have to hit it all that many times, you're macking wrong. Okay. That's how that works. But again, all you have to do is just like if this thing wasn't underneath it, you lift it up the Mac 4 or the M4 Mac Mini a little bit, you hit the button, you turn it off, if that's something that you need to do.
I quite like the look of it. I quite like the design. Oh,
did you go to the link? With no storage, it's $79. But if you get it with 4 terabytes of storage, and I guess this depends on how much storage you need in something like this connected to a USB-C port. It's $359 with 4 terabytes of storage.
Or £292.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't see that. But it's... you're looking at it through the UK, right? So you're getting UK correct. Prices. Okay. Forgot about that for a minute. So I think that's kind of a cool looking little device.
The only thing is, you know, Raycu.
Have you heard of them before?
Raycue. I've not heard of them. So if I were you, just do a little bit of a research on to make sure that they're a reasonable company. They do look like it's fairly kosher. So it does look pretty good. They do lots of other stuff as well.
But, right.
Their website is something to be desired in terms of giving you confidence. Let me put it that way.
A little bit. and again, if you just wait a couple more months, there'll be about a billion different companies that are making something like this. But if you need one right now, this is the only one I've seen that's shipping soon. Remember that if you do an iTunes review and you let us know about it and we've spoken on the show about it, you need to send me an email so that you can get something that is just so wonderful called a Woo T. And that is spelled big W, big O, big O, big T, little I, little E, exclamation mark, Woody.
Just wonderful. It's a wonderful thing.
It is. If you've never seen one, you will be amazed at how your life
is changed. You are missing out. You are missing out. It's like, you know, they used to say that there's 7 wonders of the world. And now there's so many more wonders of the world that have been added to the list. Well, this is close to the top of one of those 7 wonders.
Well, I was thinking more is at the end of the line. if you go look at the wonders of the world and then you look way down that corridor of wonders.
Guy, you do yourself down too much.
Well, that's like part of my charm. See? Look, charm.
Charm.
Charming. Charm. I'm so charming. We are 5 shows away from our 1,000th episode. Let me rephrase that. It's not our 1,000th episode, but it is the 1,000th. That's really hard to say a lot of times in a row of the My Mac podcast originally started by Tim Robertson and Chad Perry. So we're running a little contest here. You can send us a bumper, please, between 5 to 10 seconds. And if you have to use naughty words, Marcus, they will be bleeped. You can say, other than that, you can say whatever you want. And at the end of it, there will be a random drawing for a $50 or equivalent in whatever country you may be in, Amazon gift card. And the cutoff is probably going to be $9.98. But who knows? It might depend on... You know, we may actually extend it past the 1,000th show. So who knows?
No, we won't. We won't.
Well, you say that.
But don't listen to him, folks. Get them in before 998.
Please.
Or, yes, before 998.
Okay. Now, Gaz.
Yes.
if people wanted to write to you and say, I want to send you an audio bumper because that's the best way to send it, how could they do so?
Ever so easy. And actually, I've got to say, I've used my phone to do a couple of recordings, and I've used my phone to record me and someone else. And it was how's that?
That's much better. Okay.
Okay. And it was really clear. So if you want to use your phone to record it and send it to us, you can send it to gaz@mymac.com, or you can contact me to find another way, or just chat over many social instances, Instagram, lots of them, Mastodon, Blue Sky.
Yeah, we're both on Blue Sky now.
Yeah, we are. I've been on Blue Sky a little while now. There's just loads. There's loads. Instagram, Strava. I mean, just go out there. Anyway, it's GAZMAZ.
Gaz.
Gazmaz. You can also still contact us, although now there's an added option for Guy and Gaz, GUYANDGAZ, on X or Twitter, as we much prefer to call it, and also Blue Sky. So that's good. You can also contact both Guy and myself through an email address, which is feedback, FWDBACK@mymac.com.
mymac.com.
Now, it's been a long time since I've done this, but I'm really going to enjoy it.
His name was Guy.
Guy.
Guy?
You remember Guy? Guy's the one.
He's the guy. Pay no attention to that guy behind the curtain.
Guy says
Guy was paid his 75 grand.
So we knew it was a guy?
We do.
I like to go with Guy.
So, Guy.
Who the hell even knows who this guy is?
Nobody.
Guy, I need you to listen to me.
Good guy.
He's also a really cute guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By being the good guy.
If you want to send
an email from Guy,
how would they do it without
no fooling? Oh,
thank you. I would not have been able to continue if you hadn't done that. If you want to send me an email, you can send that to at mymac.com, G-U-Y at mymac.com. If you just want to talk to me through the social medias, you can do that through as Mac Parrot or Vertshark.
Oh, that was the wrong one.
There we go. Close enough. Over there on the X Twitters. And also, brand new, Mac Pettit on Blue Sky. I still officially have accounts in like lots of those other ones, but I'm pretty much not going to them, even less than I was not going to them before. So just do like Mac Parrot through Twitter or Blue Sky, and you'll find me there. Now we also have a Google Voice number, don't we, Gaz?
Call 703-284-677 for the My Mac Podcast with Guy and Gaz. It's Tech Heaven. That's 703-284-677.
Here it goes.
Get in touch now. Your call is our Tech Driven 11.
Back up again.
703-284-677.
Now, the thing is, Guy, whenever I've heard that, when you play it back, it's at the same level.
It is.
So it must be just you. It's just you that's hearing it go up and down.
Well,
it's
you know weird. What? Here's the thing. When I process this show through Hindenburg, which is the audio DAW that I use, it levels things out. So it may be bringing up the volume. Because, I mean, I'm looking at the audio signal right now in Hindenburg, and it just goes scoop and then back up again at that one particular point. Don't know why it's doing it. I think we had a handle on it once, but now it's funny, so I'm not even trying anymore.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Gotta love the funny. Gotta love the funny.
Speaking
of funny.
I want to call Guy and Gaz.
Get ready for that number.
It made me laugh. It made me cry. They say they know tech, but I don't know why.
I call them anyway. They're 703-828-4678.
And remember, if you're dialing this from your phone and you're outside of the U.S., you have to dial the country code, then the number, and that charges may be applied if you dial direct. So just send an email, send it through Twitter, send it through Blue Sky, send it through all of those. You can just attach audio files or whatever you want to do through there, and it won't cost you nothing.
Nothing.
Speaking of something that could cost you something, you can support the show by going to patreon.com/MacPettit. You can. Hold on.
What happened there? That's the rock. It should have been that one.
There we go. You can buy me a coffee. We are such professionals. You can buy you me see, a coffee.
Can I just say, I had my finger over the button. I wasn't even looking at it. I was trying to be professional and I failed.
Well, you know, there's your failure can be applied across the board for every single person that has been associated with this show. Because remember, their biggest failure was saying we should let Guy and Gaz take this show over.
Now, correct.
Hello?
I still love doing that to him.
Oh, I don't know where that comes from.
Stop the pressures!
You can buy me a coffee at ko-fi.com/MacPettit. Or you can pay a pal at paypal.me/MacPettit. This is the sad part of the show for me, Gaz. It's where we start winding down to say goodbye. Oh. And I would like to say to every single person who has downloaded and listened to the MyMac.com podcast. It is greatly, greatly appreciated. And I think that this week we were good enough. I think this week Gaz was fed enough. That's important.
Mm-hmm.
And that doggone it, no, that we did not get an appearance from Wolf, but he's still there. And that Wolf. People like us.
Guy, what's an astronaut's favorite part of a computer?
Tell me.
You're going to kick yourself. It's the space bar. End.
I'll have to search for that later.
Thanks for downloading and listening to the My Mac Podcast. You can also hear other great podcasts on the My Mac Podcasting Network, like the Tech Fan Podcast, Three Geeky Ladies, Geekiest Show Ever, the Let's Talk Podcast, the Essential Apple Podcast, and the Club PlayStation and Club Nintendo Podcasts.
Yum, yum, eat 'em up, yum.
I couldn't resist it.
I know. I haven't eaten since this morning. We had, but it was late. It was like after 10 o'clock. Tracy came downstairs because usually on weekends, I'll make like some kind of breakfast. Like yesterday, Saturday, I made, and you've never had grits, have you? Have you had grits?
I think I might have done
when you
I was
were like
there,
in Tennessee or whatever.
Yeah, I think I did.
Okay. I love grits.
Describe what they are to me.
It's like a coarse ground corn that gets boiled. It's a hot breakfast cereal, not unlike, you know, oatmeal or whatever kind of hot breakfast cereal.
I think I have one of those over there. Yeah.
So yesterday I made her two over hard boiled eggs. Not boiled eggs. Jesus. Over hard fried eggs.
Fried.
Yeah. So how do you over hard boiled eggs? That would really be an interesting thing to see. And I made mine scrambled, but we both had grits and we both had some bacon. And then so this morning I made pancakes. Which I love. I love pancakes and bacon. No grits.
Hang on a minute.
Bacon! Bacon! Where's the bacon? I smell bacon! 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 Gotta be bacon! Only one thing smells like bacon! That's bacon! Bacon, 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 bacon! There!
There's a follow-up to that commercial.
That's fine. I'm leaving it there.
Okay. Well, have you seen that commercial or just heard the audio clip?
No, I've just got the audio clip.
They have a fake dog nose and they put a camera like where the eyes would be. And it's just like running all over the kitchen trying to find this bacon smell. And the follow-up to that one was like, there it is. What's it say? And then there's like a momentary pause. And then dog says, I can't read.
Brilliant.
So good. Okay. Brilliant. You were going to tell me.
So,
you know, once you stop eating delicious food.
I do think that. Yeah, I know. Sorry about that. I do think I need to write a letter to Tim because I'm one of those adverts that they talk about, you know, that man defied death by Apple Watch telling police he was a liar. You know, those sorts of ads, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, my Apple Watch gave me some indication. I told you about that, about atrial fibrillation.
Yes.
And it was a couple of occasions, and I've not had it since. However, on the back of me doing an MRI, when do you do it? When you
EKG?
When you do your yes. Yeah, well, I don't use the K. I say C. I think anyway. I did one of those, and they put that through, and I actually got a consultation on it. And basically, it said possibly because everything's good, everything's fine. There is a slight change in one of my heart chambers because of stretching, because of veins going in there, and it's those veins that could be giving the signal. But all of this is, I could be, if this starts happening on a regular basis. My next appointment, by the way, is a year's time. You know, there's no urgency on this. I'm not going to drop down dead tomorrow. I could drop down dead for something else. But anyway, I'm going to just read this to you because you'll like it. I could be a suitable candidate for catheter ablation since he is not suitable for any antiarrhythmic drugs giving his sinus brachycardia.
I have no idea what that means.
Okay, so basically what that means is rather than giving me drugs because the drugs they'd want to give me would slow down my heartbeat. And because my heartbeat is already really low, he doesn't want to slow it down even more.
It'd be like, bump, bump.
Yeah.
Wait for it.
Yeah. Actually, they don't. They've got the grandfather clock and they wait for it to chime.
pull the lever. For the love of God, pull the lever.
So what they do is because they can actually snip off the vein which comes in your heart chamber that's sending the signals which go for the atrial fibrillation. That's what's causing it.
Oh, almost like you get like a pacemaker.
And they go for a catheter. They go in and they snip the end of that vein off to stop the signals going into your heart so it doesn't, you know, go up to the high rating heartbeats. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I got
all of that. And all of that came from the fact that I had my watch on because I wouldn't have known otherwise.
I actually had, it wasn't the same thing. When I was in Disney World.
Oh, sorry. Let me just tell you, the sinus brachycardia is slow heartbeat, basically. Okay. I've got a diesel engine, not a, you know, fast revving petrol engine.
When my nephew and I were in Disney World, when we got home that night, I happened to look at my phone and there was like a big alert on the health app, like a couple of notices. And I was like, oh, what the hell is that? So I went and I looked and it was like your standing heart rate went down dangerously low twice. Well, and apparently it was when like we were waiting in line or whatever. And I'm not really sure what to make of it. I was just looking for it, which is why I was looking down at my phone. I'll have to see if I can find it. But it was like, okay, well, when I was walking the 12,000 to 15,000 steps through Disney World after eating a lot of junk food in the hot Florida sun, I was fine. But the moment I'm standing in line for Pirates of the Caribbean, then I'm in trouble. Okay.
Yeah. Your heart was so excited. It went from ba-dum,
ba-dum, ba-dum, two, ba-dum.
Ba-dump. Ba-dump. You know what you're full of, Guy? Ba-dump.
Ba-dump.
That's you. That's you all over, Guy.
Ba-dump, you ba-dump. All over.
Did you see the Funko things I did of you and me?
Hmm.
I ordered one. There's one coming.
Do you actually order one?
I did. So it'll be in a custom box with your name and my name. And when it arrives, whenever it arrives, I will definitely show it off on the show. But what I can't seem to figure out how to do, and not that this would make me any money, was how to bring that back up again if somebody else wanted to buy one.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like...
Well, I was just thinking the same thing about me buying it, you see?
Yeah. But I don't get it. It's like, why can't I save these Funko designs that we do? Because I did one for both my kids and their wives' girlfriends.
Yeah.
And it came out pretty well. As much as, you know, and a blob of plastic can look like somebody with just design features like hair and stuff like that. But it was fun to do.
Yeah. Funko.
Yeah. I couldn't give you a rugby ball, so I had to use a football.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. Sorry.